All right, let's watch this this film that I've only just found out about. I've never seen this before. Okay, there's a voiceover, old style voiceover. Okay, the car's going along. Got the American flag at the front, presidential flag, it appears to be there, yeah. And Kennedy and Jackie. And then they, oh no, he's been shot. He's been shot in the neck. Everyone's really concerned here. Oh no, everyone looks concerned. A lot of concern. Oh fuck! He was shot in the head. Jackie seems to be picking up a piece of his skull. Secret Service guy, it looks like, on the back. And the card disappears. Oh no. Never seen that before. That was shocking. Joking. Of course I'm joking. I've seen that film many times before. The Zapruder film. It's a great film. It doesn't last very long, but it's a very interesting film. I mean that really, like, that guy, Zapruder. What was his full name? I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. But I think his name was Zapruder. That's Zapruder. That's why it's called the Zapruder film. But I mean, like, what fucking steady hands. How great is he as a cameraman to keep his shitty fucking 1960s, early 1960s camera fucking steady and tracking at the same time. He is tracking this historical event. The assassination of John F. Kennedy. He's on the fucking ball. I mean, if it was a professional, you know, news cameraman, I think that, like, a lot of them would have just, like, whoa, what the fuck? Shots fired, running away, diving on the floor, screaming. But this Zapruder is just steady tracking with his camera. You know, he doesn't give a fuck. He is getting this film. He is getting it. He's not fucking up the one job he has in this world. It's really funny because, like, he lived his whole life, and I mean, I'm sure he did lots of things as a human being, but the only fucking really important thing he did was record the death of the president, you know? I think, is it the only video of the assassination? I don't know, because I don't research things before I do podcasts. I just do everything off memory. And like all memories, there's holes in my memory, isn't there? I mean, I know I know it. I know this question, the answer to this question. But, you know, every now and then you forget some things. It's a holes in the memory, you know. There's holes, holes. All right, this is Zapruder film only film. That will do it. Even though it is not the only film of the shooting, okay, it's not the only film. The Zapruder film has been described as being the most complete one, giving a relatively clear view. Yes! Fucking steady hands, Zapruder. From a somewhat elevated position on the side from which the president's fatal head wound is visible. It's almost like, and his name was Abraham Zapruder. It's almost like this Abraham Zapruder was in on it, isn't it? I mean, perfect position, perfect everything. I would like it even like when the first shot cut, was it the first shot, the one in the neck? There was multiple shots, wasn't it? Wasn't there? There was more than two shots. But anyway, when that shot in the neck, I think it was the first one, comes, might not have been, but anyway, I don't research things, okay? But that shot comes, right? And it's just kind of when he comes kind of back into view. They go behind, like, I think it looks like a sign. They go behind a sign, a street sign or something. and you kind of miss it a bit, but then it's just in view when the shot kind of does the damage. Let's watch it again. Let's watch that part again. All right, they're in the car, shiny car, beautiful car. Open top, by the way. He goes behind a sign and then, oh yes, just as he comes out of the sign, you know, back into view, comes in front of the sign again, you can see him. That's when the bullet enters his neck and he's like, fuck, get my tie off. There's a bullet in my tie. And then, you know, shortly after that, his head flies off. I think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I think there was no conspiracy. I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. He was a dirty communist. And he wanted to shoot the president. That's what I think. And he shot the president and he killed him. End of story. I don't think there was anything else to it. But it's possible that I just lied to you. Then it's possible that actually I think it was Lyndon Baines Johnson. It's possible I think that Lyndon Baines. Was it Baines? Was it Baines or Bain? Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson. Of course it was Baines. Lyndon Baines Johnson. It's possible Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson came up with the whole thing. And Lee Harvey Oswald and maybe a few other shooters. Maybe there was two, maybe there was three. Maybe Zapruder was a shooter. Maybe there was a guy with an umbrella. He was a shooter. Maybe people around, standing around, they were all shooters. Maybe Jackie was a shooter. We don't know these things. Maybe the guy that jumped on the car afterwards, he was also a shooter. Maybe Lyndon Baines Johnson himself was a fucking shooter. Yeah. And they were all firing bullets. And Zapruder later edited the film. You know, he took all the bullets out when he changed things up, you know. Possible. But he didn't do, you know, a perfect job because there's still conspiracy theories today. But maybe that was part of it. Maybe he wanted to leave just enough in to make it seem like a different kind of conspiracy was going on, you know. Not that everyone was a shooter, but only there was a few shooters. Who knows these things? I don't know these things. I do know these things. I do know these things. I know everything. I'm a bit cranky today, okay? I'm a bit cranky. Haven't drank any milk yet. Need to drink milk before I can think clearly. This is a blurry podcast episode about this thing that happened. How many years ago? Because today's November 22. It's November the 22nd. Who says that? Who says it's November 20? Who says it's November 22? The fuck am I sounding like? It's November 22nd today. And it was 21. I have to do math. I don't want to do math. I haven't had milk yet. How many years ago was JFK killed? Yeah, but just do the math for me straight away. Don't tell. I know it's 1963. Just say this many years ago, please. Okay, 58 years ago. There we go. 58 years ago. I'm not even going to check in my mind if that math is correct. It's November 22, 2021, and look at me here. I'm making a podcast episode about this. You got to think maybe the whole thing was just to create one of these legendary stories that will live forever. You know, one of these big historical events, so that in 58 years' time, Brad Nichols will make a Brad Nichols podcast episode about the assassination. I feel like I can't speak today, man. Feel like I got fur. Fucking thick fur. Fucking animal fur. Fucking, yeah, animal fur. That's what fur is. In my throat. It's crawling up my tongue. What do I really believe about the assassination? I don't think it was Lee Harvey Oswald doing it all by himself. Okay? Of course I fucking don't. I was lying to you. I mean, that explanation is the least plausible explanation of all, isn't it? And I'm not going to go deep into this theory and that theory. I'm just going to tell you about my theory, the one that I feel is true. And things that in my soul I can say with some certainty, you know, things that my soul has already decided, hey, I'm the soul of you, and I've decided this is what we believe. And the main thing out of all of this fucking thing that I believe, I don't really care if there was, you know, more than one shooter. Maybe Lee did it all by himself. You know, he was this magical marksman, and he had magic bullets, you know. Or maybe there was more than one shooter. That's possible. And I mean, evidence does suggest that it was. It does suggest that it was more than one shooter. A lot of evidence does point that way. So yeah, but I could be convinced the other way as well. I don't really give a fuck about it. About that, I care about who made it happen, you know? Whoever fired the shots, they were just the fucking cat's paw for something much deeper. Something, you know, far more insidious. You know, they were just the cat's paw. They were just going in there and, you know, grabbing the thing. Oh, no. You know? They were just doing the job for someone else. And they probably also wanted to kill Kennedy. They had their own reasons. But I think the big boy of this particular event was LBJ. He had the most to gain in killing JFK. It's just true. And everything I've read about LBJ and everything I know about him, know, things I've watched, you know, just kind of examining him closely, and I have done that, not recently, but I have in the past gone into the LBJ kind of rabbit hole, should we call it that? Yeah, let's call it a rabbit hole, why not? You know, I've gone in deep, I've learned about a lot about him, and what I've learned about him suggests that he was, you know, gigantically egotistical and just such a fucking dirty fucking you know, he was a dirty piece of shit. He was. And throughout his entire life, he just wanted to be president of the United States. That was his thing. That was like, just need to be president, you know? And every now and then he would be kind of distracted, and, you know, he wanted money as well. He wanted a lot of money, but ultimately money was secondary to power, as it should be, as it should be. Yeah, but like, he got distracted every now and then, but everything was really kind of focused on power, and the eventual fucking ascendance to the ultimate power in the land, and one could say the world, the presidency of the United States. That's what he wanted, and he wanted it, you know, I think probably most of his life. That's the feeling I get from him. Yeah. And I think he saw his way to the presidency through JFK's head being blown off. That's how we saw it happening. Just wanted to be fucking president of the United States. He wanted it so badly. So badly. And he would have done anything to get it. And I think he did do, you know, anything to get it. He did the thing. The, you know, both a very hard thing, probably, to set up. But ultimately, pretty easy, you know. One man's heart stops, and you are suddenly the most powerful person in the United States of America, and the most powerful person pretty much in the world, you know. Top two, top three, yeah. Top two. One or two, depending on, you know, what the Soviets at the time were doing. Yeah. So I think it was LBJ, and I don't think it's going to be kind of known for maybe another 100 years, maybe hundreds of years, but eventually I think this thing is going to just become obvious to historians and people who are looking at this from a very, very, very far view. When this thing becomes not just recent history, and I mean, it's becoming ancient history fast. It was 58 years ago. That's quite, you know, a long time ago, but not enough yet. I mean, I'm talking about 150, 250, 350, 500, 1,000 years from now, maybe even longer, you know, if there are still records of these things, if there hasn't been some or multiple catastrophes that have wiped the global fucking memory of things, then I think eventually it will be LBJ who has seen, maybe not proven, maybe it'll be proven, but is seen as, yeah, this, everything we know about this LBJ guy, everything we know about the assassination, you put them together, and it kind of seems like this LBJ guy got this done and became president of the United States. I shoot someone guy's head off, become president of the United States. Get president of the United States, shoot some guy's head off. Shoot some guy's head off, become president of the United States. I think that's what happened. I just feel it, you know? You know when you feel something? And, I mean, there's lots of evidence that there was a conspiracy. I mean, I think most Americans think there was a conspiracy, right? Yeah. And I think most people think, yeah, like, yeah, obviously, that fucking thing that happened, obviously, it's a fucking conspiracy. Something else was going on. And that it's just obvious there was. And my feeling is that the thing that was going on was Lyndon Baines Johnson, the big boy of the operation, getting this thing done. And look, he was a very hard worker, okay? He had a great work ethic. And, I mean, he used to, like, fucking work himself to near death to get what he really wanted. So, I mean, if he did want to kill the president, if he thought at that time that, you know what, my best chance of being president of the United States here is killing Kennedy and ascending to the presidency. I mean, I'm already vice president. I could run, Maybe I'll win, maybe I won't. But who knows what's going to happen. The only guarantee that I might ever have, you know, this is the only time I'll ever be guaranteed right now when I'm vice president to get the presidency. And all I have to do is kill one person that I don't even fucking like and that doesn't like me. I mean, yeah, I think I'm gonna, you know, do this thing. I think I'm gonna arrange a trip. A trip to fucking Dallas. I'm from Texas. I know it well. I can set some things up. Take Mr. Kennedy, Mr. President Kennedy, and his wife, his beautiful wife, down to Texas in an open top car. Open top car. Open top car. They're riding a fucking open top. Fucking presidential limousine. Open top. People around. Windows open. People with guns behind grassy knolls. People with umbrellas. Don't know what they're doing. People with fucking video cameras. Stage is set. Let's do it. Let's become the 36th president of these United States. I mean, he enjoyed his life. Kennedy enjoyed his life. He had a lot of tits. Tits everywhere. Fucking oceans of tits. So, hey, if you live like that for long enough, you go that fast, you go that hard. Maybe a bullet is waiting for you, you know, at some point. If you're that kind of president, then maybe conspiracies start to take shape around you. Isn't it fucking awful? I mean, I just want to be a president that gets to fuck all the pussy. Okay? That gets to nearly end the world. I just want to have me a little bit of a crisis. Want to have me some fucking Cuban Missile Crisis. One of my favorite films featuring JFK. JFK wasn't in it, but he was played by an actor, of course. JFK isn't in the film. It's about JFK. That's what I mean. And it's called, the film's called 13 Days. And I mean, it's one of my favorite films. It might actually be, I'm not sure if it's my favorite film, probably not my favorite film, but it's definitely my favorite political film. Definitely. I might watch that today. I might fucking watch that today. I mean, I've never watched that film, JFK, the Oliver Stone film. Never watched that. And isn't that about his assassination or something? Never watched that. Maybe I'll watch that today. But the film that I really love that is so close to my heart is this film called 13 Days. And it is about the Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, they're finding the Cubans doing some shit. Got some missiles there. What you got some missiles there for? You know, the nuclear missiles. Oh, fuck. And it is just fucking, I love it. I don't know if it is, but it feels so realistic. It feels like it accurately kind of portrays, you know, maybe not exactly, but the feel. It gets that kind of, the feeling of this period. You know, they're in the Oval Office, the beautiful Oval Office, and it's all sunny and bright everywhere, and it's just, you know, the middle of the day, they're doing their thing. But the things, you know, they're discussing basically, you know, the end of the world coming. You know, if we make the decisions, if we fuck up some decisions here, then this country's going to end, country over there is going to end, the world's pretty much going to end. So I just love the contrast, and I think the film probably accurately, you know, depicts the feeling of those 13 days, the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's my favorite film, really is. Well, no, it's my favorite political film. Okay, I should watch that soon, because I actually haven't watched it for a few years. I used to watch it like every fall.
Thank
Cuban Missile Crisis happened in the fall, right? Am I right about that? Yeah, October. Yeah, I used to watch it like every October or around October. I think pretty much every October I used to watch it. But I stopped doing that a few years ago. I don't know why. But I did have this kind of ritual, this tradition of watching every year. I would watch this film, 13 Days. Go into the routine of doing that. Should we get back to talking about JFK and his assassination? His horrible end. Death is a funny thing. It's a horrible thing. But it's also a great adventure. But I think he had a horrible death, you know, because he knew he was going to die. And just seconds before, he was so happy. I'm president of the United States, look at me. And then he gets shot through the back of the neck, comes out the front, and he's like, oh no. And then he's dead. But did he actually know he was going to die, though? Because, I mean, you get shot in the back of the neck. That's not a fatal thing. That can be saved. Probably. That can probably be saved. And if you're moving your arms and you're, you know, then you're probably going to be all right. If you can get to, you know, a hospital fast enough. Or get some medical attention fast enough, you're probably going to be all right. But you should know that there's another shot coming, right? You should know that there are more bullets coming. And maybe it wasn't the back of the neck. Maybe it was the front. But you should know that there are more bullets coming. You should kind of... He had enough time. There was a few seconds, I think. It seemed like a few seconds. Where he's like, you know what? I'm just going to worry about being shot here. And not think about anything else. Everything else, it'll be fine. No one's going to shoot me again. You just shoot me once. They're not going to shoot the president twice. No, they're not going to shoot me again. And then he gets shot in the head. I mean, you have to question his intelligence. I know you've been shot in your fucking neck. I know it's a pain. You're a bit like, oh no, what's happening? You're a bit out of it. Okay. Half a second of, oh no. You know, a momentary kind of, oh shit, what just happened? That's fine. But then straight away, the next thing you do, you don't put your fucking hands up and play with the fucking bullet hole. No. You grab your wife. And you use her as a shield. You're the president of the United States. You should be using your wife as a shield. Okay? Don't take the bullet. All right? No. Grab Jackie. grab Jackie in her stupid pink outfit. And use her as a shield. And then live another day, baby. Okay? Finish out your first term and get re-elected. That's what you should have done. But instead, you were just focusing on that first bullet, weren't you? And you shouldn't have grabbed Jackie. I'm joking. It was a joke. But you should have fucking ducked. Or at least turned around and gone, Johnson, that was you, wasn't it, you fucking cunt? You did all this. Oh, are they going to shoot me? Shoot me in the head then. Yeah, go on, you cunt. But don't just kind of play with a bullet hole that you've got already. Just duck under the fucking seat, man. Duck under the seat, get out of there, live another day. Maybe if JFK lived, like, the world would have ended, though. Has anyone ever considered that? Everyone talks about ooh, would you go back and kill baby Hitler? And by the way, why the fuck does it have to be baby Hitler? Why if you're a time traveler, you have to go back and kill baby Hitler? Can't you just go kill Hitler when he's a fucking failed artist? Can't you just go do that? Can't you just go put a bullet in his head, you know, when he's on the streets, dirty and poor, and trying to draw pictures for people and make some money? You just go up to him, shoot him, and then go back to the future, or stay here in the past, or stay there in the past. What the fuck am I talking about? But it's true. Like, why the fuck? Who's killing baby Hitler? These sick people. Can't you just go kill adult Hitler? Kill adult Adolf Hitler. You know? You don't even have to kill him when he's, you know, on the streets. You can go kill him just as he's beginning his rise to power. You know? Just go shoot him and kill him then. Maybe you don't even need to kill him. Maybe you just need to, you know, maybe go buy one of his artworks. Or just give him a genuine compliment about his artwork. Or just let him in the fucking art school. You know, just get him in the art school. You get Adolf Hitler in the art school, and World War II doesn't happen. You know. You give Adolf Hitler a hug, and you look at him in his eyes, and you go, all right, Adolf, how you doing, man? You doing all right? You are a decent painter. You are an artiste. Do that, and then no more World War II. But yeah, maybe JFK was going to destroy the world. Maybe his actions were going to destroy the world, and time travelers came and took care of it, and they just grabbed this random Lee Harvey Oswald person, and they let him take the fall for it. You know? Maybe it wasn't LBJ. Or maybe LBJ was the time traveler. Maybe he's not a bad person. Maybe he's not evil. Maybe he's not just in it for himself. Maybe he was from the future, sent back to the past to save the world. And he did. But, I don't know, that really fucked him up. So then he wanted to go and kill a bunch of Vietnamese people. So he went and killed and mutilated and deformed a bunch of Vietnamese people. Who knows? There are many possibilities. There are many possibilities in this world. Okay, I think that's enough for this episode. I have no idea what I've said during this episode. I'm not sure if I agree with any of it. One of the great things about being a podcaster is that, you know, when I edit these things and when I listen back, I surprise myself. And I'm like, whoo, look at that. I said that. Wow. Yeah. But I leave it all in. I leave it all in, baby, because that's what I do. This is not meant to be everything that I believe. This is not meant to be, you know, everything I really think or feel about something. Truthfully, this isn't supposed to be who I even am. You know, I only believe a certain amount of everything I say. This podcast is just because I love to hear the sound of my own voice. And I love to build that voice. I love to use different things, you know, different elements, you know. I love aspects. I'm building a voice. Different areas of expertise in the area of category, genre, discipline of voice. I want to be able to make every single human do every single thing I want just with my voice. That's what this podcast, the whole fucking thing is. Or is it? I'm not sure. I'm just developing my voice. And we're not there yet. But we're getting, you know, we're making progress. We're getting closer to it. Look, I feel sorry for you, JFK. It was horrible what happened to you. But you should have picked your vice president a bit more carefully.